music, life, style, lifestyle, music, all come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
Certain powers that be, which shall remain nameless, have asked me, please, please, refrain from any more sarcastic comments about Rambo. Well, I can understand their anxiety. To many people, my cogent and hard-hitting comments often seem to teeter on the edge of pathological obsession. Well, that's the edge a guy like me must dance on, that razor edge between madness and rational opinion. If certain things drive me to rage, like Cabbage Patch Dolls, Rambo, the new boyfriends of old girlfriends, or Madonna, I can't help it. I must surrender to my own perceptions. If this be madness, let it be. But it's hard to find a focus for anger sometimes. Take the nude photos of Madonna, for example, please. Do I get mad at Hugh Hefner or Bob Guccione for staging a kind of breast war, a race to see who gets there first with the most? Do I get angry at Madonna or her publicist? Do I get mad at Christianity for supplying Madonna with the icons of her inane image? Do I waste anger on the college photography class that hired her as a model in the first place? What does it all mean? Will every famous woman in the future have to supply her own nude portfolio so this little dance of scandal and mock anger by the famed and defamed can become a permanent part of the celebrity process? Used to be celebrity roasts, another idea from hell. Now it's celebrity skin. The racks of corner stores are filled with magazines devoted to revealing the milk glands of the rich and famous. Who buys these things? I don't know, but it ticks me off. For one thing, these women aren't women. They're walking self-promotions. There's no difference between Betty Crocker and Madonna, cultural impact-wise. One is a legal fiction designed to sell cake mix. The other is a legal fiction designed to sell records. But will we ever see Betty Crocker's breasts? And what about Beatrice? You've seen those commercials for everything from cooking oil to detergent with that giddy, seductive voice at the end saying, "We're Beatrice." Is Beatrice a queen and thus entitled to use the royal we? Is she a multiple personality like Sybil or Three Faces of Eve? Is she many women with one voice? How many breasts does she have? Did she ever pose nude for an art class? Do Bob and you know about it? When are we going to see Beatrice or Mrs. Butterworth or Aunt Jemima on the half shell? We don't know. We're just asking. That's our job. We're Ian Scholes. We gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.